So, Jeremy, we have to wake up at ungodly hours. Did you stay up and watch the NBA Finals last night?
No, I did not. I saw the first maybe 10 minutes of it, and I did not know until I woke up this morning what had happened.
You probably saw all that mattered. I don't think the story changed a lot after that. The Heat won by a lot. Yeah. And this little experiment, I'll call it an experiment, pulling this super team together in Miami all at once has obviously been huge for the city. And you have to presume it's put plenty in the team's pockets, too. But from a strictly business point of view, like, what now, right? So I sure don't have a clue about what's going to happen. So we have Henry Abbott here, who writes the True Hoop blog at ESPN.com. Henry, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, the supporting cast like Battier. Let's say we're talking a big legacy here. As a business proposition, what does that mean, potentially, for a city like Miami?
Well, it's a funny thing. The NBA is changing from a sport where the primary revenue driver is ticket sales to national TV deals. And what that means, though, is that for owner Mickey Arison, who has had a bad financial few years, most of his money is in the cruise industry, which hasn't gone very well, they don't get the huge windfall from ticket prices like they would. All that said, the whole industry of owning an NBA team has gotten much better with, you know, players making a much smaller percentage of league revenues with the new collective bargaining agreement. But it doesn't actually mean that there's going to just be fat city like it used to be if your particular team is doing well. There's more revenue sharing now. And ironically, I know that one of the things about winning the NBA championship in particular is it costs millions, I'm told, to buy everybody championship rings. And that actually affects the bottom line.
So let's look at the other outcome here. Let's say next year rolls around. The passion is kind of gone from these guys. Something changes. The magic has disappeared. Is the economic fallout even greater for how high they climbed this year?
In the big picture of the economics of these players and their championships, probably all three of those players, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh, are worth far more than the team is allowed to pay them. The cost of this team is not great compared to what they deliver to the owner. But the economics don't change very much if they are runners-up or win or not. So I think that basically the City of Miami has a viable entertainment option for the next couple of years, no matter what happens, which does justify a lot of the cost of, you know, the arena and everything else that goes into having a team here.
So that's a very interesting point. I just want to make sure we're clear on it. It doesn't matter that much if they win the championship or if they stink economically?
Well, stinking isn't good, but they're not going to stink. If they're a very competitive team, then I don't think that the profits swing with the ring. Wow, that rhymes.
Nice.
You know, I think it's more being very good gets you a big chunk of TV revenue from the playoffs.
Henry Abbott with the True Hoop blog at ESPN.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.